everybody. Welcome. Lovely to see you all here on this nice sunny morning. We welcome everyone, whether you're here in person or on Zoom or YouTube. And we thank Tina, our minister, for taking our worship today. I will now attempt to light the candle for a time of quiet as we prepare for worship.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and a very warm welcome to you all. Whether you come today full of energy or a little tired, hopeful or uncertain, carrying joys or carrying worries, you are all welcome here. This is a place to pause, to breathe, and to rest in the presence of God. Today we gather around a theme that speaks deeply into all of our lives, hope and healing, light in the darkness. We'll hear a story of Elijah, worn out and afraid, discovering that God meets him not in a storm, but in a gentle whisper. And we'll hear about a man who has lived his whole life in darkness until Jesus came near and brought him healing and light. So as we begin worship, let's open our hearts to the God who restores, who strengthens, who brings light into our shadows and hope into our days. It's good to be together. Let us worship God. Come, weary ones, come, hopeful ones, come, those who long for light. We gather before the God who met Elijah in the whisper, not in the wind or the fire, but in the gentle voice that brings courage to the tired and strength to the afraid. We come to the one who opened the eyes of the blind man, bringing light where there had only been darkness, restoring dignity, healing, and new beginnings. So come as you are, seeking, questioning, grateful, hurting or hopeful. Come to the God who knows your name, who sees your need, who speaks peace into your fear and shines light into every shadow. Let us worship the God of hope, the God of healing, the God who is present in the whisper and powerful in the light. Amen. As we begin our worship today, we come sometimes when things that we're carrying, we carry sometimes our hopes, our questions, our tiredness and our longing for God's healing and light. Sometimes hope feels strong and bright. Sometimes it feels like a quiet thirst, a deep desire for God's presence, for peace, for reassurance, for strength. Our opening hymn gives voice to that longing. It's a simple, honest prayer from the heart, a recognition that we need God, that we seek God, and that God meets us with gentleness and grace. So as we sing, "As a deer pants for water," we offer our longing to God, trusting even the smallest desire for God is met with God's steady healing love. So please do stand if able to sing "As the deer pants for the water." So let us pause as we pray. Let us pray. Loving God, we come before you in the stillness of this moment, grateful for your presence that meets us gently and faithfully. You are the God who spoke to Elijah in a whisper, the God who brings calm after the storm, the God who restores the weary and lifts the brokenhearted. You are the God who brings light into darkness, who opens blind eyes, who brings hope where hope has faded, and healing where wounds run deep. We praise you for your kindness, your patience, your mercy that never runs dry, and your love that holds us more surely than we hold ourselves. God of compassion, we come honestly knowing that we do not always live as your people. We confess the times when fear has drowned out your whisper, when we have listened more to the noise around us than to your voice of peace. We confess the moments when we have turned away from others' pain or from our own, and the times when we have chosen shadows instead of light. We confess the words when we have spoken that have hurt, and the words we have withheld that could have healed. Forgive us, Lord, heal what is wounded, restore what is broken, renew what has grown tired within us. Hear the good news. God does not meet us with condemnation, but with compassion. God does not turn away from our weakness, but draws near with grace. As Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man, so he opens our lives to new beginnings. As God spoke to Elijah in the quiet, so God speaks peace to us now. In Christ we are forgiven. In Christ we are made new. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Gather us now into the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We will now hear our Bible readings.
Good morning, Kings 19. Elijah meets God at Horeb. He said, "Go and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes from the short sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from John chapter 9. A man born blind receives sight. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it's someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sue and Bridget. I want to start with something small. Look at this little light. It's not very big. It doesn't fill the whole room. But even a tiny light can make a difference when things feel dark. Sometimes life feels a little bit like that, a mixture of light and dark. Sometimes we feel happy and bright. And sometimes we feel tired, worried, or unsure. In the Bible today, we heard about two people who knew what that felt like. Elijah was having a really hard time. He felt scared, and he felt worn out. He thought God might speak into something big, a huge wind, an earthquake, a blazing fire. But God didn't speak in any of those. God spoke in a gentle whisper, just a quiet voice that said, "I am here." Sometimes hope comes softly, like a small light in the dark. And then we heard about a man who had never been able to see. He lived his whole life in darkness. People walked past him. Some ignored him, some blamed him, but Jesus didn't. Jesus saw him. Jesus came close. Jesus brought healing and light into his life. A small moment, a touch, some mud, a bit of water, and suddenly the man could see the world for the first time. So what does that tell about us today? Sometimes we want God to do something big and dramatic, but often God comes to us in small ways, a kind word, a friend who listens, someone who notices that when we're sad, a moment of peace or a tiny spark of hope inside us, just like this little light. So let's all look at this light for a moment. Lift it up and think quietly, what small light has helped you this week? Maybe someone was kind. Maybe you felt brave. Maybe you laughed. Or maybe you felt God close. God's hope doesn't always arrive loudly. Sometimes it's gentle, sometimes it's quiet, but it's always there, a light that the darkness cannot put out. Amen. As we come to our offertory, we pause for a moment. Our giving today is one of the ways in to join in God's work of hope, bringing light where there is shadow, comfort where there is struggle, and healing where there is hurt. We give not because we must, but because God has already given us so much: love that restores, grace that forgives, and hope that keeps burning even when life feels dim. So now let us offer our gifts with grateful hearts as we receive the offertory. Thank you. Thank you. Let us pray. May our gifts, our money, our time, our kindness, our prayers become small lights in God's hand, bringing hope and healing to others. Amen.
Amen.
So let us now stand, if able, to sing "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind." Thank you, Peter. For today, the sermon is on hope and healing, light in the darkness. There are moments in life when hope feels bright and strong, when the world seems full of possibility, when we see the way ahead clearly. And there are moments when hope feels fragile, like a candle flickering in a draft. Moments when we feel tired, overwhelmed or unsure. Moments when the darkness seems to press in a little too closely. Our readings today bring us two people who knew that feeling well. Elijah the prophet, who has reached the end of his strength, and a man that was born blind, who had lived his whole life in darkness until Jesus came near. Two very different stories, yet both speak powerfully into our theme of hope and healing this morning. By the time we meet Elijah in 1 Kings 19, he is utterly exhausted. He has been faithful, courageous, obedient, but now he is afraid for his life, running into the wilderness, collapsing under a broom tree, saying, "I've had enough, Lord. This is not the triumphant prophet of Mount Carmel. This is at breaking point." Biblical scholars often describe this moment as Elijah's dark night of the soul. St. John of the Cross used that phrase centuries later to describe seasons when God feels distant, when faith feels thin, when the soul feels weary. Elijah is living that reality. God does not scold him. God does not tell him to pull himself together. Instead, God lets him rest. An angel brings him food and water. Elijah sleeps again. And only after rest and nourishment does God lead him to Horeb, the mountain to encounter. And then comes that extraordinary moment. Elijah stands on the mountain waiting for God to pass by. There is a great wind, but God is not in the wind. There is an earthquake, but God is not in the earthquake. There is fire, but God is not in the fire. And then, says the Hebrew text, there is a sound of sheer silence. Some translations say a gentle whisper. Others say a still, small voice. The church fathers loved this moment. St. Augustine wrote that God often speaks not to the ears, but to the heart. And that the whisper of God is sometimes more powerful than the thunder. Origen, one of the earliest biblical commentators, said that God's whisper is the voice that heals the soul. Elijah discovers that God's presence is not always loud or dramatic. Sometimes God comes quietly, tenderly in the stillness. Sometimes hope arrives, not as a blaze of glory, but as a whisper that says, "I am here." And perhaps that is the word for us today. When life feels overwhelming, when we feel like Elijah, tired, afraid, unsure, God does not abandon us. God meets us gently. God speaks in the quiet. God restores us slowly, patiently, lovingly. Hope doesn't always arrive loudly. Sometimes it is the small, steady light that refuses to go out. Our second reading brings us to the streets of Jerusalem where Jesus encounters a man who has been blind at birth. Now, in the ancient world, blindness was not only a physical condition, it carried social and religious stigma. People assumed it was his own fault, his or his parents. He lived not only in physical darkness, but in social exclusion. But Jesus sees him. Before the man speaks, before he asks for anything, Jesus sees him. St. John Chrysostom, preaching on this passage in the 4th century, said, "Christ does not wait to be asked. He sees out the one who suffers." This is the heart of Jesus' ministry. He notices the overlooked. He draws near the forgotten. He brings light into places long overshadowed. Jesus makes mud, places it on the man's eyes, and tells him to wash it in the pool of Siloam. It is such an ordinary, earthly act, mud and water, yet through it healing comes. The man returns, able to see for the first time in his life. Theologian N.T. Wright notes that this miracle is not just about eyesight. It's about identity. The man is restored not only physically, but also socially. He becomes someone who can walk freely, participate fully, and speak boldly. Healing brings him into the light, literally and spiritually. And notice this, the healing begins quietly. There is no dramatic announcement, no crowds cheering, just Jesus, mud, water, and a man who dares to trust. Hope here doesn't arrive loudly. Sometimes it begins with a touch, a word, a moment of courage. So what do these two stories say to us today? First is that God meets us in our exhaustion. Like Elijah, we all have moments when we do feel worn out, don't we? Or is it just me? By stress, by grief, or by uncertainty, or by the weight of the world where we listen to the news. God does not shame us for that. God meets us with rest, nourishment, and presence. Sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is rest. Sometimes healing begins when we sleep, when we take food. It's like a gentle whisper. And God sees us in our darkness like the man born blind. We all have places of struggle. Things we carry quietly, things we don't always talk about. Jesus sees it fully. He does not walk past. He does not blame. He comes close. Healing begins with being seen. Both stories move from darkness to light, from despair to hope, from blindness to sight, from feared to renewed purpose. The early church loved this imagery. St. Gregory of Nyssa wrote that God's light grows within us like the dawn, slowly but surely pushing back the night. Hope is not always sudden. Healing is not always instant. But God's light is persistent. It keeps shining, it keeps growing, it keeps finding us. If Elijah's story is the whisper and the blind man's story is the dawn, then together they tell us something profound. God's hope comes both gently and powerfully. God's healing comes both quietly and boldly. God's light comes both as a whisper and as a sunrise. Sometimes God speaks in silence. Sometimes God acts in mud and water. Sometimes God restores us slowly. And sometimes God transforms us suddenly. but always, always, God is moving towards us with hope and healing. So what about us? So we are called to be the people of the whisper and people of the dawn. People who listen for God in the quiet. People who bring hope to others. People who shine light into dark places. People who notice those who feel unseen. People who carry small candles of kindness, compassion and courage. The world does not always need grand gestures. Sometimes it just needs a whisper of encouragement. Sometimes it just needs a small act of love. Sometimes it needs a steady light in a dim room. And finally, Elijah discovered that God was with him in the whisper. The blind man discovered that God was with him in the touch of Jesus. And we discover again and again that God is with us in our darkness, in our longing, in our healing, and in our hope. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. As we've reflected on God's meeting us in whispers and in dawn light, we're reminded that hope and healing often comes through one another, through kindness shared and burdens carried together. Our next hymn expresses that beautifully. Brothers, sisters, let me serve you. It invites us to walk alongside one another with compassion and grace. So let's stand to sing, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Prayer after I say, Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray. Loving God, you meet us in the quiet places of our lives. You speak in a whisper. You shine light into the darkness. So we bring our prayers to you now, trusting you hear us with compassion. We pray for a world that longs for hope, for places where conflict overshadows daily life, where people live with fear, hunger, or uncertainty. Bring peace where there is violence, justice where there is oppression, and courage to all who work for healing and reconciliation. Whisper your hope into the hearts of leaders and nations, that they may seek the good of all and walk in the ways of peace. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our own communities, for those who feel unseen, unheard, or left behind, for those who sit in their own kind of darkness, loneliness, anxiety, financial strain, or worry for the future. Open our eyes as you open the eyes of the blind man, that we may notice who needs kindness, those who need a listening ear, those who need a gentle word of hope. Make us bearers of your light in the places where we live, work, and gather. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We hold before you those who are unwell in body, mind, or spirit, those waiting for treatment, those living with pain, those carrying burdens they rarely speak aloud. We pray for all who grieve, for those whose hearts are heavy with loss, and for those who feel the ache of absence. As you came close to Elijah in his exhaustion, come close to all who feel worn out today. As you restored sight to the blind man, bring healing, comfort, and strength to all who long for your touch. In the quiet, we name before you those on our hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for your church here and around the world. Make us people who listen to your whisper, who walk gently with others, who shine your light with humility and joy. Where faith feels fragile, strengthen us. Where hope feels thin, renew us. Where love has grown weary, rekindle us. May we be a community of welcome, a place of healing, a people who reflect the compassion of God. And we take a moment to pray for those who are listed on our prayer board. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of hope, you know the places in us that feel tired, the questions we carry, the longings we hold quietly. Speak your peace into our fears. Shine your light into our shadows. Give us courage for the week ahead and grace to recognize your presence in the small, gentle moments of each day. Gather all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, our light and our healer. Amen. As we now come to the Lord's table, we gather around the mystery at the heart of our faith, the God who comes to us in strength and in gentleness, in majesty and in mercy, in glory and in grace. Today we've heard of the God who met Elijah, not in a storm but in the whisper, and of Jesus that came to the man who had lived his whole life in darkness and brought him healing and light. At this table we meet that same God, the one who holds all power yet kneels to wash feet, the one who speaks creation into being yet breaks bread with friends, the one who shines with eternal light yet carries our wounds with compassion. Meekness and majesty helps us to hold these truths together. It invites us to worship the Christ who is both sovereign and servant, both holy and humble, both the light of the world and the one who bends low to heal. So as we prepare to share bread and wine, we sing this hymn as our prayer and our praise, and a reminder of the one who meets us here with hope, with healing, and with love. Let us sing together, Meekness and Majesty.
Thank you.
Jesus was often a guest. He shared many meals with his friends, and they long remembered his words at the table. Though some disapproved of the company he kept, Jesus ate and drank with all kinds of people and showed everyone the love of God. Wherever people met together, Jesus was glad to be welcomed and to be fed. Today we are the guests of Jesus. He welcomes us, whoever we are and whatever we bring, and he will feed us at his table. Old or young, rich or poor, joyful or in sorrow, Jesus invites us to share bread and wine with him, to remember the story of his life and death, and to celebrate his presence with us today. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with 12 of his disciples in an upstairs room in Jerusalem. The gospel writer tells us what happened that night. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out to many. Truly I tell you, I will never drink the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." We are the friends and disciples of Jesus today. He invites us to break bread together, to remember him, and to pray that God's kingdom will come. We bring this bread and this wine to the table of Jesus. With them we bring ourselves, all that we are and that we own. May the ordinary become holy and heaven be open to the people of earth. May God be blessed forever.
May God be blessed forever.
God is with us.
God is with us.
We give thanks and praise to God.
We give thanks and praise to God.
Loving God, the world you made is beautiful and full of wonder. You made us with all your creatures, and you love all that you have made. You gave us the words of your prophets, the stories of your people through the generations, and the gathered wisdom of many years. You gave us Jesus, your Son, to be born and to grow up in difficult times when there was little peace. He embraced people with your love and told stories to change us all. He healed those in pain and brought to life those who had lost hope. He made friends with anyone who would listen and loved even his enemies. For these things he suffered. For these things he died. And he was raised from death and lives with you forever. You give us your Holy Spirit to teach and to strengthen us, to remind us of Jesus Christ and to make us one in him. For all these gifts we thank you. And we join with all your people on earth and in heaven in joyful praise. Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest heaven.
Hosanna in the highest heaven.
We praise you that we are here today around the table of Jesus. We have heard the good news of your love. The cross is the sign of your arms stretched out in love for us. And the empty tomb declares your love stronger than death. Christ has died.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and wine and upon your people, that Christ may be with us, that we may be made ready to live for you and to do what you ask of us today and every day to come. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the love of the Creator, one God, to whom be glory and praise forever. Amen. Amen. Please hold on to the bread and wine, and we will share them together. Eat this bread, it is the bread of life. Drink this cup, it is the cup of blessing. Let us pray. God of a love stronger than death, you have given us new birth into a living hope through the gift of your Son. God with us like a mother, you have fed us with yourself and strengthened us for journeying ahead. God of truth and power, you take our weakness and our sin and refashion us by grace. Gracious God, may the love that bids us welcome at this table gather all your children into one, in your eternal presence, whole and free at last.
Amen.
Amen. As we come to the end of our worship, we hold on to the hope that we have heard and the healing we have glimpsed today. The God who met Elijah in the whisper, the Christ who brought light to the man who had only ever known darkness, the Spirit who walks with us in whatever the week ahead may hold. Our final hymn is a song of confidence and joy, a declaration that the Jesus who restores, who strengthens, who shines light into our shadows is the one we trust, the one we praise, and the one who goes with us. My Jesus, my Saviour, lifts our eyes from our worries to God's greatness, from our weariness to God's strength, and our uncertainties to God's faithful love. As we sing, we offer our thanks, we renew our hope, and we step out into the world with assurance that Christ is our light and our song. So let us now sing together, My Jesus, My Saviour. Now in the quiet strength of God who meets you not in the storm but in the whisper that steadies your heart. Go in the light of Christ who sees you, knows you and brings healing where you need it most. Go in the peace of the Spirit whose gentle presence goes before you, beside you and within you, a light that no darkness can overcome. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you, bringing hope to your days and healing to your soul today and always. Amen.
Amen.